The Loser's Circle by Flown Bone. Read by Daisy Chan for iHikago. Y is familiar with loss, as all Go players must be. And he's even familiar with terrible, undignified losses, as most, but not all, players are. But he's not familiar with this. I could lose, says his opponent, Mr. Old Man Seven Dawn, if you make it worth my while. At first, Wyatt thinks he's asking for money, something that Wyatt doesn't have. But Mr. Old Man Seven Dawn has been giving him this hungry, assessing look throughout the game, and suddenly the look makes sense. He feels his skin crawl. He knows he should be saying no, no, no. Should be sickened and disgusted and righteous with indignation. And he is all that. But he's also hungry, assessing. And he can't help but calculate the gains and losses of this proposal like a true Go player. What would it be like to make it to the third round of the Meijing preliminaries, he wonders briefly, before recoiling at the images that come to his mind. But his opponent doesn't seem to sense his revulsion. I could play a Hane here, the man says, pointing to a spot, the lower left corner. But I've been known to overlook that hand. And his eyes scan Wyatt's body up and down until Wyatt puts a stone down with an unsteady hand, a wavering pachink, his only answer. When Wyatt gets home, he wants more than anything to throw up, but all he can manage is nausea and a bit of a headache, which probably have more to do with the lack of sleep than with being propositioned by a disgusting loser of an old man who is better at him than Go. It isn't until the next day at the study group before Shindo gets there, thank God, when he sees his sensei's weathered hands hovering above the Goban, lovingly, that Wyatt needs to excuse himself and throw up in the toilet. After a few minutes of misery, he hears a knock on the door of his stall, and it's Shindo, finally, asking in a halted voice if he's still alive. It's your fault, Wyatt wants to say, except he's too good a friend to say that, even if he really feels it, and too busy puking up his guts to talk anyway. Are you sick? Asks Shindo through the door. No, Wyatt manages to say through retches. Are you upset about yesterday? It was just a game. But Wyatt, you're going on to the third round of the Meijing, right? Congrats. Thank you. Izumi-san made it too, says Shindo, and this awkwardness between them is a new thing. He doesn't bother saying that Toya has also won his way into the third round. That goes without saying. Listen, Wyatt, Shindo begins, and then gives up. I'm sorry. I just came to say that I'm gonna go meet Toya at his dad's salon right now. I'm not leaving the study group, he adds hastily. It's just this once. I thought you were having a fight with Toya. I was. I mean, I am. But he says he wants to talk. Okay, then just go. Wyatt, just go. When Wyatt emerges from the bathroom, there's only a little spot of vomit on his shirt and none in his hair, and Shindo is already gone. Are you all right, Wyatt? Asks his sensei. Yeah, he replies. I'm okay. And he sits down to play Go. The end. This has been The Loser's Circle by Flon Bon, read by Daisy Chan. Thanks for listening.